Blog Talk Radio.
Thank God for you all for tuning in.
morning here in America, Eastern time. My God, we bring greetings and we God for every one of you. If you ain't already get your prayer, thank God. My God, I might have this is a new go up and down right. Jesus, one place out with the sacrifice and happens that may come or may occur, my God, around you. But what I am talking about, no matter what, I'm consistent that I will not let go on God. I'm consistent that, my God Almighty, I'm going to give him the praise. I'm consistent. I'm going to thank him. I'm consistent that when, my God Almighty, joy, unspeakable joy, amen, I've given God the victory. I'm telling you, my God Almighty, God is good, and his mercy endureth forever. It is always a blessing for us to tune in and come in and fellowship with each other, but because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, I never seen the righteous, my God, forsaken, nor the begging for bread. Come on, somebody. Somebody need to go ahead and give God the glory. I'm telling you, let them say what they want to say. Let things happen the way they want to happen. Matter of fact, let people have their own opinion about you. But one thing that you need to do is the life that you live. It's not the opinion of the others. It's not what the others say or what the others have perception of you. It's the life that you live, my God, but beyond the eyesight of other individual, beyond the my God Almighty, the intellect of individuals about you, because at the end of the day, it's a life that you live. So never bring yourself down, my God Almighty, to have a little scrap battle with the chickens, amen. You always keep sowing, because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, it's a life, come on somebody, that you live, amen. We'll speak for itself. My God, God is good, and this mercy, amen, endures forever and ever and ever and ever. Listen, I got a word going to bless your soul this morning. Amen. My God, I might have called grandma them, cousin them, tell them don't get relaxed. Amen. Because we finna get ready to engage into some things for God to go ahead and rejuvenate and also refresh and jumpstart many our spirits and many our prayer lives and also many our ambitions, amen, that we have. I'm telling you, my God Almighty, you better not give up. You better not throw in that towel, or you better not quit. Amen. Because God, my God Almighty, is good to who? To all of us. That's you over there in, my God, United Kingdom, South Africa. That's you over there, my God, in Fiji. That's you, my God Almighty, over there in Kenya. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Come on, somebody, because God has been good. Let's go into our welcome for our very own Mother OG. God bless your mother.
God bless you, Pastor. Good morning, everyone, under the sound of my voice. We welcome you from our Apostle Temple Spencer, Queen of the House, our leading lady, Letitia Spencer, the entire ADM family. We welcome our international listeners, local listeners, United States of America, wherever you are, we welcome you. And as I always say, sit back, relax, fasten your spiritual seatbelt, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. And again, you are so very welcome. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless your mother. I always do a job to bless our heart and bless our soul. Keep on keeping on and keep on moving on. Come on, somebody. God is always on the main line. I'm telling you, you just need to tell him what you want. I speak to that baby inside of you, amen, that you are delaying the pregnancy. It ain't because of the season, and because it's going to do what it's going to do. Somebody, my God, and still keeping their baby in captivity where God is telling you to push. Amen. Let me tell you something. You need to push, brother. You need to push, sister. Amen. Because what's going to get ready to come out of you is that possibility that was in the past. And now possibility going to get ready to be made whole. And because of many of you, I don't know. I'm just poking right now. But God is prophesizing to somebody. Amen. Because many of you, my God Almighty, or you, brother, or you, sister, amen, you are clinching, my God Almighty, or you are quenching what the Holy Ghost is trying to birth out of you, because you already have a perception of the things that may occur, the trouble, the trauma, the left turn, the right turn, my God Almighty, the turbulence, my God, of the different things, or the discomfortness of what comes out of you. But let me tell you, what's coming out of you is greater, my God Almighty, of any experience or any trauma or any turbulence that you can experience. When you look back, when you get finished pushing, when you get finished going through the pain, when you get finished going through the sleepless night, when you get finished going through the tossing and turning, all you're doing is pushing. All you're doing is pushing. All you're doing is pushing. When you go through the tossing and turning, when you say, God, you have not left me, nor you have not forsaken me, you're pushing, baby, you're pushing. When you want to give up, as you're going through that turbulent time, one issue after another issue after that issue, this issue changing my life, this issue turning over here, and you're saying, you know what, I can't throw in that tower. I'm going to keep trusting God. You pushing, baby, you pushing, you pushing, you pushing. Somebody need to tweet on a family ADM line and say, you better push, you better push, you better push. You already got half of the body out. Now you got to push a little bit more. I know it don't rip you. I know it don't cut you. I know it don't hurt you. I know you're seeing blood. But at the end of the day, if God be for me, who? Let's get into this prayer. I feel a shanan in a roll, roll, roll moment going on. If that's you pushing, longer than a couple of hours. I've been in effect for longer than 9 months. But let me tell you something, brother. Your time and God's time is not the same. You probably looks like you've been in for a couple of years. God says just a couple of seconds, just a couple of seconds. Your breakthrough is right around the corner. Go ahead and... this line. I don't think somebody came on this morning want to have a little church. God Almighty, if that's you want to have a little church, my God Almighty, you go ahead and give God a praise, because at the end of the day, you thought you was going through because the devil was attacking you. You thought you was going through because judgment was on your life. But let me tell you something, you're going through because you got to birth forth that is something that is called possibility, and at the end of the day, you got to push. You got to push. It feels like things coming at your way, you just pushing. It feels like things is hard for you, you just pushing. Let me tell you something, you're about to push. I know you've probably been in for a year, or 2 years, or 3 years, or 4 years, but at the end of the day, if God be for you, who can be against you? I got to push this thing. I didn't come this far to give up. I didn't come this far to keep squinting. I can't close my legs no more. I got to open and let the floodgates of heaven let it rain.
Praise him in the good time.
what it is. We haven't it set up. I need to breathe the breather. The breather. I tell you, into my God Almighty, when you perfect, it's almost already out. It's no breather. It's just push. Because you can't breathe until it messes. You can't breathe until it come out. I'm telling you, push. Long as you're pushing, long as you're pushing. I'm telling you right now, my God, trouble don't last always. Because at the end of the day, weeping may endure for a night. But somebody better praise God with me this morning and say, you know what? Joy is in the morning. I see my daylight. I see the end of the road. I see my peace. I see things coming back together. And you know what, Papa? It's coming back together greater than what it was. It's coming back together more than I was at. I see increase. I see my God Almighty. So out. Somebody praise him right there.
No! His glory called out. When the pain is gone.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him. God ain't forgot about you. He ain't left you. He's still with you. At the end of the day, much is given. Let me prophesy to somebody and let them know much is given and much is required of thee. Somebody to praise him, because at the end of the day, God said, I can trust you with much. I'm trusting you with much. So much is given. Much is, I got to praise him. 30. I'm not going to be on long, but I just feel like jumping straight into the word, just going to bless somebody this morning. I'm telling you, my God Almighty, God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Come on, somebody, because at the end of the day, God gave me something the other day and say, son, I want to let you know possibilities. My God, you are pregnant and you're giving birth. I want to tell somebody, my God Almighty, it's the possibilities that is in your life, amen, that you finna get ready to give birth and you are pregnated with. It's the possibility of your miracle. It's the possibility of your blessing. It's the possibility of your breakthrough. It's the possibility of things gonna get ready to work out, my God Almighty, for your good. You got to understand something. When you're dealing with possibility, you are dealing with it may or may not. Amen. You're dealing with may or may not. It may happen or it may not happen. Amen. And at the end of the day, through the walks and the journeys of many our lives, amen, we begin to engage in different things that it happened in our life. Some begin to have dreams to move into homes. Some begin to have dreams to have their own this and they have their own that, and begin to move into the promises, number one, the promises that God done spoke to them about in their lives, amen. And now the promises begin to meet up, my God, with possibility, and they begin to have a session with each other. And now after the promises meet up with possibility, it begins to happen with a pregnant, my God, somebody begins to be pregnated, my God Almighty, with the baby that is called possibility, amen. It's a possibility that something's going to happen. What you going to get pregnated with? Well, first of all, let's find out what the promise was. That God told you he never ain't going to leave you, nor he ain't going to forsake you. You just keep trusting in him that the Lord told you. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and this righteousness and all this other things will be given unto you. What is the proper possibilities? Let's look at some more promises. Amen. I want to remind somebody that the dream that God done gave you, the vision that you have in your life, he have not forgave you. It ain't died yet. You, my God, and it's simply because you still living. You still got blood running in your vein. You still giving God the praise. So something done happened when the promises and the possibility done met up, my God Almighty. You can feel the kick going on in your womb. You can feel the leap going on in your spiritual soul. You can feel things are turning. You can feel expectation. But it seems
like I'm being teased in the spirit realm, because it seems like, my God Almighty, I feel the expectation, but after some time and time goes on, what I'm looking at, what I'm experiencing, what coming into my life, my God, it's nothing like what I'm feeling. It's nothing like what I expected. See, let me help you for a second and let you know what just went on in the spirit. Reason why you have that expectation, my God, that went on in the spirit, because you don't went into, my God Almighty, the doctor's office with the doctor of the Holy Ghost, and it was time for your appointment, and the doctor realized, my God Almighty, that you are now forming something in your womb, and what you're forming in your womb, it is called a baby, my God Almighty. But you want to know what is the gender, how is the baby? So the doctor, my God Almighty, have you to come in this room, told you just go ahead and lay down, and they pulled out this equipment that is called an ultrasound, amen, because they want to look inside of you. You got to understand, they have not known, my God, they don't understand or don't know what's going to come out of you until they have a look inside of you. I want to stop, pause there right minute, and let somebody know the reason why, my God Almighty, you probably have not seen, my God Almighty, things that manifest out of you, because it's still inside of you. Can I talk to somebody this morning? Possibility is still inside of you. So now the doctor begin to use this ultrasound and the Holy Ghost, and they begin to say, oh yes, I see the hands, I see the head. Matter of fact, I see the gender. The gender is a male or a female. I see the legs, I see this hair. Matter of fact, I see the heartbeat. So basically what it was telling you, your miracle, my God, is alive. Your miracle is doing good. Your miracle is fine. So now it don't turn from a possibility that what I was pregnant with to actually knowing what's going to get ready to happen in my life. And now the expectation of the arrival of the blessing, y'all better come on here. Can I work with this thing, my God Almighty? It don't increase in your life. Now the expectation of the baby arrival, now it don't increase. Now I know it's a boy. Let me get the nursery together. I want to get a lot of blues over here, a lot of this over here. My God, oh, it's a girl. Let me go ahead and get a lot of pink over here. Let me get a lot of things, because I have expectation of a male finna arrive. I have expectation of a, my God, a female finna arrive. But it wasn't for the look that was inside of my womb, I would not know what to be expecting. All I know, something is coming, but I just don't know what it is. Can I pause for a minute and prophesy to somebody that God will, the Holy Ghost will sit you down on a table and let you look at that little screen and show you and let you listen to the heartbeat of your miracle. Other words, God have not forgot about you. He have not left you. Somebody on this line need to give God a witness. You need to give God a praise, because you might thought that God don't forgot about you. You might thought as you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, my God, but you forgot this part. You shall and will not feel no evil, because what's inside of you, God done placed it inside of you. It's the promise of God done messed up with possibility, and possibility done came with expectation. I got to get ready for my miracle. I got to get ready for my blessing. It takes work to get the room together. It takes finances to get this over here. You might feel like finances, I can't keep finances. Can I tell somebody, you getting ready for your biggest breakthrough? You got to open up your borders. When God said, I'm going to expand the borders of your tent, you best to believe it called reconstruction, it called labor, it called work, it called pulling out some finances. But greater is he that is in me. Oh, Jesus, I feel that thing. That is in the world. I shall. Oh, I feel this thing. My God Almighty. I want to let somebody know. The Bible declares in Genesis 18 and 14, it says, is anything too difficult? I want to help somebody out. Is anything too difficult for the Lord? And the Bible declares at the appointed time, somebody to say at the appointed time, even though I went to the doctor's office and they sold what's inside of me, I still got 5 months to wait. I still got 4 months to wait. It's not the appointed time for me to give birth. You got to understand, I want to tell somebody what the Holy Ghost shared with me. The Holy Ghost said something. Many people, they gave birth too early. They gave birth to possibilities too early. They gave birth to the miracle too early because they ran by the patience and they wanted win right now. But the birthing wasn't fully developed. So the Lord had to take your miracle. He had to take your healing and place it in the incubator and give it more time for it to develop. And the Bible says in Genesis 18 and 14, at the appointed times, I will return to you. Other words, at the appointed times, he's going to return your blessings. You already know it's yours. He's going to return it. You already know you got it. He's going to return it because he needed to get it matured. It had to go in the incubator. The feet had to finish developing. Blood vessels had to finish developing. But at the appointed times, the Bible tells me that I will return it to you. And at the end of the day, it says at this time next year, I want to let you know at the end of the day, what God has for me, it is for me. My God Almighty, I want to speak to somebody just been going through and just been pushing. You got to push, baby. You're giving birth. You're giving birth to a new vision. You're giving birth to a new place. You're going to another level. I know it may be difficult, but stop closing your lids. Stop squinching that is coming out of you, because what you squinching, it's the Holy Ghost trying to help you to get this thing out of you. It's already time. It's overdue. Somebody need to say the appointed time is when? Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Jeremiah says, 32:17. He said, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great powers and by your outstretched arms. Nothing, my God Almighty, is too difficult for you. I want to let somebody know, even though it may seem as difficult to you, nothing is difficult for the Lord. I know you know what's inside of you because God done gave you a glimpse because you was on an ultrasound table. You still, my God, gonna walk into your blessing. Somebody need to say, I'm gonna walk in my blessings. I don't have nothing to hold my head down for. I'm just pushing right now. I know I've been in this labor and trying to give birth for some time, but I'm pushing right now. I got these contractions and sometimes they come greater, but I'm pushing right now because I was pregnant with possibilities, and now my possibilities done turned into expectations, and now I'm waiting on my expectations to arrive in my life. Somebody about to help me out this morning and about to get your house ready for what's going to get ready to come. You about to get your room ready for what's going to get ready to come. The Holy Ghost just slapped me on my neck. He say, tell them get their bank accounts ready for what's going to get ready to come in. They better get their budgeting strategy ready for what's going to get ready to happen. They better get their plan together for what I'm going to bring in. I want to tell somebody, possibilities going to come into reality. It's nothing too hard for God. All things are made possible. Come on, somebody with the Lord. Matter of fact, my God, in Matthew's 19 and 26, he put it like this. In looking at them, Jesus said to them, with people this is impossible. He said what? He said, with people this is impossible. With you or your abilities, it is impossible. But the Bible declares, and Jesus said it like this, but with God. Somebody need to tweet that thing. But with God. That means that's a U-turn right there. That's the moment that you was going one way. He had to snatch you with a hook. And he had to say, but with God, I release the hook in the Holy Ghost. You were thinking this way, but I want to say, but with God. You was going this way, but I want to tell you, but with God. But with God. The Bible declares, all things are made possible. It might be impossible to you, but all things are made possible. I'm finna get ready to go, y'all. But I want to stop by to tell somebody, ADM in the United States of America, I want to let you know on this Sunday morning, you've been going through, you had a nice moment when promises and possibilities don't met up together, and they don't had a courtship with each other, and now they had a marriage, and the marriage don't walk into intimacy, and now you don't became pregnant with the possibility of a miracle. You don't became pregnant with the possibility, my God Almighty, of your healing. You don't became pregnant with the possibility of your, my God Almighty, blessing. But now you know that I'm pregnant, because as I've been walking through life, it been some signs begin to tell me that there's something going on. Somehow I begin a nauseated feeling. Things begin to come up. I begin to get this sick feeling in the spirit. I begin to act like I'm vomiting. I begin to have morning sickness. I begin to get some crazy cravings. I don't know what's going on with me. I begin to have some weird appetites. I begin to consume more than I used to. My nature is going all out of whack. My hormones is going to left and right. My emotions is up and down. I realize there's something going on in the inside of me. Let me go to this doctor. Well, the doctor says, let me run some tests on you. Now I got the test results, and the test result says you're pregnant. You're pregnant with possibility. You're pregnant. You're 3 months pregnant with your miracle. You're 3 months pregnant with your blessing. You're 3 months pregnant with your healing. And now you got the exciting news. You got to tell everybody, but you didn't realize not everybody going to be happy for you. You didn't realize that everybody going to celebrate with you. What you realize that you had folks going to talk about you. You're going to have folks. You know you shouldn't get pregnant. How you going to afford that baby? How you going to afford this here? How you going to do this here? You just borrowed $20 off me the other day, and now you're pregnant with a baby? How you going to take care of this? How you going to take care of that? But when I'm pregnant with the purpose of God, it's nothing impossible with the Lord. So now your feelings is going up and down again. About one day, you say, I'm so excited. I know it's forming in my womb. I need to go back to the doctor's office. I just want to know how it's doing and what it is. You got to understand, the doctor got to look inside of you to see the greatness. The doctor had to look inside of you to see the miracle. Pastor, what are you saying? Well, can I get a praise break for a minute and let you know something? At the end of the day, when nature took its course and the seed was planted, at the end of the day, no man or no woman could put what's inside of your womb. What are you saying, Pastor? What God has for you, it is for you. Whatever comes in your life is still for destroy you. Whatever trials might come, you're going to overtake it. You're going to walk through it. Because what God has for you, come on somebody, it is for you. And now you got ready, because now the ultrasound don't show you what you're ready for. So you might as well, my God Almighty, get ready for your miracle. Is there anybody making room for their miracle? Is there anybody making room for their blessing? Is there anybody making room? Or you still trying to keep your legs closed? You still trying to hold the baby? You don't want to push no more because you're too busy feeling the pain. You're too busy recognize the hurt. You're too busy recognize who stabbed you in your back. You're too busy recognize who betrayed you. I want to tell somebody, you better push. I feel the Holy Ghost. You better push. You better push. Push that possibility. Push that miracle. Push that baby. I feel like giving God a praise. Somebody better push. Hallelujah. You better push. Because at the end of the day, it's time for your blessing. It's time for your miracle. It's time for you to be set free. Somebody getting delivered this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You better push. You better push. You pregnant with possibility. Now you got expectation. You see the miracle. You see what God has for you. Just like the children of Israel, they had the possibility. It's a possibility we're going to make it. It's a possibility we're not. Let me show you the promised land, Moses. My God Almighty, that's the expectation. That's where you're headed. That's where they're going. I'm telling you right now this morning, my God Almighty, don't you throw up in the tower. I want to prophesy to somebody's spirit. I declare and decree that your prayer life is going to get back on fire. Your drive for God is going to rejuvenate in the name of Jesus. I speak forth the refreshing all over this line. I speak for excitement in the things of God. I stir, my God, the stillness up and out of your life. I stir your coals up in the name of Jesus so they can continue. Continue to burn in the Holy Ghost. Burn in the name of Jesus. Burn in the Holy Ghost. Burn in the name of Jesus. I speak to that worship belly, that worship baby that is in your belly that doesn't mind worshiping God at the stoplight, doesn't mind worshiping God on the job, doesn't mind to walk around the house and say, God, I thank you. I stir it up in the name of Jesus. Jesus, and tell it to open its mouth, all you gates, and give God a praise. I rekindle the disconnect that is happening in many of your life in the name of Jesus. I got to give God a praise. Somebody needs to praise him with me.
I know.
I burn the doubt. I burn the doubt out of your life. I burn it in the name of Jesus. I burn the laziness. I burn, my God Almighty, being comfortable, complacentness. In the name of Jesus, we burn it in the name of Jesus. I rekindle the relationship with you and God in the name of Jesus through the Holy Ghost. Let it burn. Let it burn. Somebody need a praise here. I'm telling you, you got to give God a praise. Many of you thought it was the devil. Many of you thought it was this and thought it was that. I want to tell you, you're pushing, you're pushing, you're pushing. The baby is coming. coming out. It's time for it to come out. It cannot grow. It cannot develop. It cannot be a blessing to you if it's staying in the wound. Amen. Staying in the wound. You don't took care of it long enough. You don't had it in incubator long enough. God says over time, it's time is due. You need to go ahead and push it. Stop, my God Almighty, holding out. Stop trying to maneuver around it. Stop trying to keep it squeezed in. At the end of the day, it's going to burst out of you. It's going to come out of you. It needs to come out of you. You better push. You better push in the name of Jesus. Push to that new level of prayer life. Push to that new level of worship. Push to that new level of that relationship with God. You need to push in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, because God is good and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. 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 My goodness. Hallelujah. Shatabashiyande. Hallelujah. He have not forgot about you. He have not forsake you. He have not left you. Many of you trying to figure out what's going on. Things are coming left and right, left and right. At one point, it was just so good. It always good in the part of the relationship. You're already getting birthed in. You're already having these expectations. You see the beginning of your life in Christ into because that's the part of courtship, the part of intimacy. It's that love part. It's while we are becoming one. Your promises and the possibility that God had to be one. That was that season to where I finished it all. Now what one was pregnant is pregnant with what? The promise that God done spoke to you in your life. Has it continued to grow? And you begin to take a glimpse of it. So close. Oh, I can feel it. It's so close. But then it close. The reason why? Because it's ready to come out. But somebody is keeping it in. Let's stop going through the things of life and then speak. You are squinching the baby in. You are for it cannot be released. Let's stop flipping out these thousands and getting weak into God away a little bit from the Lord. You are cause you are it's trying to put out it come out and you have forced it in. So now it makes practice. God, all God has said, son, daughter, I need you to relax. And when you push, the possibility or in the expectation in your womb is going to be made to reality. But you got to push. You got to push. That's why the Holy Ghost want to jumpstart your prayer life. That helps you to push. Your worship, your love for God, it helps you to push. Into your word, stand having an ear with him. It helps you to push before you know it. What you've been expecting is here in your life. It's your time to push. Somebody need to text and say relax and push because it's your time, it's your season, and what's in you has to come out of you. But it's not going to force its way out. But it'll let you know that there's some difficulties going on because I'm ready to come out. God got a set appointed time for me to come, but you're keeping me locked in. Process that should have been so easy, like the children of Israel, you're making it longer than what it should to be. Relax. Keep calm. Push. No,
that God is not going to leave me, and I put my trust in Him. God bless you.
What a word. What a word. I really don't even want to come back all of that, but thank you, Apostle, for the encouragement. Thank you for the in the name of Jesus. But you all, but I know I needed that word. Just to quickly go ahead and acknowledge people as our perfect. We pray that you all receive that prophetic word, because the world could be Aiken. He'll be celebrating his birthday on the 13th. I'm so proud of him and all that God is doing in and through him. He is what is called quite just a blessing to develop. So, her birthday on October the 4th. And Mother stopped me. You, I told Mother's Day was in May, but that beautiful spirit day. So we love Mother. Continue to stay encouraged. And our own celebrate, Sister Kenyatta celebrating her birthday. 15th. I that yes. Lord will continue to will. For a whole week to continue to so we pray that you just let loud work resonate throughout the day, throughout the week. Remember, nothing is too hard for the Lord. It's just expectation the pot.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, God. Listen, many of you that and now it's time to give birth. Some of you are wrestling with the process of preparing for the expectation of what's going to come. You have expectations, but always remember you have to prepare for the expectation to come a part of your life. And because of that, you're having a delay of the blessings that God has for you. Some of you are having a delay financially because you know and you are admitting you are in the expectation, but because of you're not preparing, being wise, budgeting, and doing things manageable that is right, amen, and taking care, and one thing that ADM really push on, Pastor, taking care of your responsibility and making sure that comes first in your life. Let's begin to put these things together so we can be able to birth to this baby. And stop having all these year after year, year after year, because the contraction is still a sign for you to push. But many of you still hold it, and you still grip it. Let's not grip no more. Let's relax. Make the necessary changes and reconstruction in your mind, soul, body, and spirit, and also in your life, where you can begin to see what's going to get ready to come in. Amen. Amen. We just bless you all. We thank God for you all. And we thank you all for tuning in. Your faith with ability. One, going to turn it. God bless you.